This is a homebrew podcast. And we are back. Welcome back to the show. I just a heads up to all audience, both now and future. This is probably going to be a little bit shorter of an episode, a little bit of a montage sequence. Hopefully it's still super entertaining. And players, if something like catches your attention and we go on a tangent, then that's fine. We'll roll with where the story goes. Quickly, before we get back into it, because I forgot to mention this at the top of the episode, Santa Tea is on our market now. So you can buy various tea blends that Clacker has been drinking and sourcing over the world of Nara Ohan. I've got two blends here right now. We've got the Tea and Honey Quarterly Official Blend, which is a blend of Ceylon tea, orange peel, and bergamot flavoring. Or bergamot, maybe it's French. But it's great. It's caffeinated. It's like a breakfast tea kind of taste. And we've got Tea and Honey Quarterly's Taiyang's Import, which is one of my two favorite blends out of the six. It's red rebose with blood orange flavoring. Can't remember. I don't think this one is caffeinated, but it might be. But either way, it's one of my two favorites. I'll shout out some of the other flavors in future episodes.
Question: has anyone tried making iced tea out of their official Sanity Damage tea yet?
Yeah,
I have not.
Yes, it's good.
Ooh, is it
really? Mm-hmm. I was thinking the Tea and Honey Quarterly might be good as like sun tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ooh, yeah. No, I've only done hot tea, but it's good plain. It's good with sugar. It's good with honey. I've tried all of those different combinations, but yeah, iced tea might be the next move. Anyway, yeah, those are two of our flavors. You can find more at the homebrewpodcast.com/shop/store. I'm sorry. I need to write down that link so I actually remember it. Yeah, there's a set of six different tea flavors. Some of the tea is caffeinated, some of it is non-caffeinated. I can't remember which is which off the top of my head. All right, that said, let's jump back in. You've picked up an additional crew member in Kindle, and you've got a seaworthy but not like naval combat worthy vessel. It's a nice three-masted ship. Plenty of room for all of you, as small of a crew as you are. But, you know, there aren't any, like, external weapons on it. It definitely sags a little bit in the water with the weight of the gold-filled sarcophagus, plus all of the bags of gold that that Pete and his crew gathered.
Kendall, do you know how long it's going to take us to get from like Shigeodai from here? Have you done that voyage before?
I've not myself. I've spoken with merchants that have passed through here. They say it takes variably based on the time of year, the currents prevailing throughout the ocean, between around 2 weeks, give or take a few days on either end, depending on sailing conditions.
Okay, so we're going to, like, hang out for a while, is what you're saying, and we're going to become best friends.
Yeah, best friends.
Best friends. Penny and Kendall.
Now, best friend forever. I mean, I'm married and have children back in the village. I don't know.
Did you say goodbye?
Sorry, if that wasn't a pass, sorry to make things awkward. If it was a pass, just one.
No, I'm know. Like, no, I'm so sorry. No, like, just friends. Like,
okay, no, great. Then no, best friends.
No. Yeah, best friends. Like, no, I am still technically a child, so, like.
Great.
Very like, I'm smooth. Probably similar, more, like, you're, I don't know how old are your children?
younger than you. They're six.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm a teenager. So like that would be not. Anyway, I'm going to go over here and hang out with my bird. Okay. Bye.
Way to make that awkward.
Did she just ask him if he said goodbye to his family? Was that a real question that left her mouth?
That's a big question because he could die by Kraken.
I mean, fair, but that's not you don't ask that on the first day.
Yeah, goodness. I'm starting to see why other ships have those no fraternizing rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I wasn't trying to come on to him. I was just trying to make conversation. We're going to be at sea for like 2 weeks with this guy.
He's from a small village. He's probably just not used to that. He doesn't understand that when you're nice to people, sometimes they aren't coming on to people, you know? It's like, you know, when you're at the grocery store and the clerk is very nice and you're like, are they flirting with me? No, like, they're probably just doing it.
It's exactly like that. He calls from across the boat. Just one of those misreading situations. I didn't mean to make it awkward either.
I mean, Abraham, if you're ever curious, like, just show them your hand and then you'll know. Like, because that's like a test.
Yeah, normally I don't show my hand until, like, the third or fourth date. Anyways.
Well, on the open sea, you are all welcome to pursue any activities that you want to over the weeks.
Should we it's been a minute since we've checked in with like our friend. Should you want me to send like a message?
Sure.
Okay, who should I send a message to?
I thought only one knew the spell.
I know the spell. I can send it to anybody as long as I know them or know of them.
Oh, who do you know?
Well, a lot of people. Is there anyone that we want to check in, like back home? Like maybe the guy with the wayfarers who I definitely know his name because he's definitely an important NPC in this campaign.
The wayfarers?
Wayfinders.
Wayfinders, I know things.
Kenawan?
Kenawan. Do we need to check in with Kenawan or
I mean, you can.
Message only works on the same plane of existence, right? Or sending, I mean.
You can send the message across any distance and even to other planes of existence, but if the target is on a different plane than you, there's a 5% chance that the message doesn't arrive.
Okay.
5%'s not bad.
Yeah, it's just a crit fail.
Yeah. I can also, if we're going to be at sea multiple days, I can send a message to Kenawan and I can send a message back to Cliffs Bay and check in there and also the other party.
Sounds reasonable to me.
Okay. Is there any message we specifically want to relay?
Ship destroyed, big setback, back on the water, heading to Shekiota to fight mind flayers.
I'm just gonna send that across the board to Kenawan and who in Close Bay who should I send that to? Probably Mother Superior. And what about Moriarty? That'd be funny.
What is the other crew, like, analog to doing right now? Like, they would be arriving?
Let me ask.
I think it would be after the boat burned.
Yeah. Not quite.
The boat's not burned.
Yeah, not yet.
Because we would see it, right?
No.
The analog would be that depends on at what point in these 2 weeks you send the message, Penelope.
Probably as soon as we leave. I'll just burn all my three levels.
Okay. I'll need a second to figure out Kinawan's and Mother Superior's responses. As for the other party, within the day after you push off, this would be post Thousand Tooth Tom, but before they've made landfall.
Okay. Oh, so after somebody got into a bunch of drugs.
But I'm sending it to Moriarty.
I know, but they're a response
is
person.
Is Moriarty the someone?
Did Moriarty do drugs?
No, it was the person who would respond is the one that's on drugs.
No, I'm sending it to Moriarty.
I know, but he can't talk back later. It was just saying the reply would be from...
No, so with sending, you can send back a reply.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different spell.
You're thinking of a different spell.
Yeah, you also get a 25-word response.
Choose your words wisely, Moriarty.
And what, message?
Yeah, and also get back into Moriarty voice, Pippin. Joke's on you.
Potatoes.
No, maybe I wasn't thinking. I don't know what I was thinking of.
You want me to pop it in chat real quick?
Yeah, if you could put your... Oh, okay. Gotcha. If you can put your message in chat as well so I can figure out.
Okay. I'm going to carefully...
yeah, slide... figure out your word count and all of that, and then we can do the like dialogue with each of the different characters. All
right.
Riveting. Well, I suppose I would be reading Zachariah's book. I really don't have much to do at sea. I do have some interesting new spells, but nothing that would help us travel faster or anything like that.
No storm sorcery.
No, unfortunately.
I think I have Gust is what I was taking at 10th, but...
Alright, I've got Mother Superior's and Kinawan's basic responses.
Alright, hold on. What was the guy that we met on... What was his title? It was... Avatar of Cthulhu, thank you, Brain.
You're welcome.
I like to think that Ellen's inner thoughts are just Cody's voice.
Oh god, I'd hate that.
Thanks.
Yeah, Nyarlathotep, if you want his actual name.
It's great company.
Not that I don't like Cody. Mm-hmm. I like Cody quite a bit, but just imagine someone else's voice in your brain. That would drive me crazy.
Yeah, me too. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
I think it does.
13.
Crazy.
God.
It's kind of a thing.
Certainly, probably a symptom or sign of something.
Heading to Shigeyodai. Okay. I'm sorry for misspelling everything, Nathan.
No worries.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
telepathic
6,
communication 6, doesn't rely on spelling.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Oh, I still have 10 more words. Miss you.
Oh my god.
Hope.
Yes, sign off.
Is, well, bye. Okay, so my official message. Flight setback, Kraken fight, sunk boat, met Avatar of Cthulhu, he sucks, heading to Shigeyodai, miss you, hope all is well, bye.
All right. Okay, you can send that, Mother Superior would respond to Cliff's Bay is doing okay. West Anakin's and Islanders are cooperating. No sign of new mind flares, but the Avatar you met, You say he sucks, don't let him suck your brain.
Wow.
Kinawan responds, it's open warfare in the Celestial Sea. Mind Flayers versus the Wayfinders. They're a lot stronger, and with Mitska, they know our tactics.
Great. I thought for sure that he was going to say, you say that he sucks.
He was one of the non-horny characters of that arc.
Yeah, but he was, you know, I don't know. I just thought it'd be funny.
Why, were you going to say, you know, the city rubbed off on him?
Yeah.
Gross.
I put it out there for that exactly.
Yeah, I wasn't going to set it up, but you're more than welcome to.
And Moriarty?
What would he say?
I'm just trying to think. Didn't we, in our last match to them, tell them to go for the Jush Batar Liar pieces?
Something like that.
Yeah. I don't think that message... Oh, we were in the middle of the Kraken fight when Penny got that message, and Penny was like,
Yeah, we're fighting.
Fighting.
So, okay. Now I'm trying to think of what Moriarty would say.
I'm cooking a fish right now.
Selene is just on so many drugs right now.
Well, that sucks. Maybe I should type it out myself and then put it in
there. Oh, we can vamp. Sucks.
Don't let him suck your brain.
Let him suck your brain.
That's a really easy answer.
No, that sucks. We defeated Thousand Tooth Tome, sent him packing. What happened to going after the Jush Batar Liar pieces? Why are you going to Shikyodai?
Ooh.
Isn't there one there?
No.
There is not. We were going to Shikyodai to kind of curb. Zugzug was spotted
Zugzug
over there.
Yeah, Zugzug is at Shikyodai.
So we're going to fight Zugzug.
I kind of forgot that we weren't supposed to do this.
Almost to... Oh, why can't I remember that? Kelaruma? Kelaruma.
And Penny will say, well, the good news is that Cliffs Bay is doing all right. Kenawan, he says that it's kind of nutso in the Astral Sea and that there's open warfare and they're kind of struggling. So that sucks. Sending them thoughts and prayers. Moriarty's pretty upset that we're going to Shikyodai and not going after, I think I forgot to tell you that Selene said that we should go after the relics and not the mind flayers at this point.
Oh. Well, I mean, does that change anything? Are we?
I mean,
we're
we still
already
need
on our way.
We still need a boat.
Yeah, and didn't your god? Well, no, I guess you wouldn't have said anything about that.
I didn't say anything about mom.
Yep.
I can burn a fourth level and send a message back to Moriarty.
Okay. Yeah, I mean so that you have all the information, feel free to do that.
We don't have to drag it out. I'll just be like we're going to get another boat and then reassessing.
Okay. And you have rested since casting your spell, so you could do like commune again if you wanted more information.
Should I ask mom what we should do, or should we just like get to Shigiodai and figure it out from there?
Who's mom?
Who's mom?
I didn't tell you about my mom. I mean, I don't think she's my real mom, my birth mom. I don't know who that is, but she's like my goddess, I guess. And we've been like kind of talking and hanging out. you know, just doing a lot of soul searching. She's really cool. She looks like two wolves cuddling. I don't know her name, but I don't know. She just feels like she's always been there, and she'll always be there. And she can make me do these cool things, and she shoots sacred flame into the ocean.
A fish floats to the surface.
All right. So you can speak to some sort of god.
Yeah, I mean, I am a cleric, after all. What do you think I got this magic from?
I don't know.
Tor turns to Abraham. Just looking at him, you know, implying that there's all kinds of things you can get magic from.
Yeah, Abraham, like, you know, tightens the glove on his hand. Listen, you can get magic from all kinds of places. I got mine from a magic hand. I heard some people get it from a toilet seat.
What?
Yeah, but I didn't have to cut off my hand and have a gross mummy hand to have magic powers.
Yeah. I wasn't... I don't know where to go with that, alright? You know, I just... You got me. I don't know what to say. Never been much of a religious person. I've always been more into it for myself.
Well, like, okay, so, like, I, tragic backstory time, I guess, for Penelope, is, I kind of got left there when I was a baby at the orphanage, or the nunnery, and they, took me in as their own, so I've kind of, like, always known religion, but they're, like, cool. They're cool nuns.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I see. Yeah, my parents, they weren't very religious.
Yeah, and also, like, I have wings. That's I've always, that's just, I guess, in my bloodline. I don't know, because I don't really know my parents and the bloodline, but that has nothing to do with, like, the nuns.
I just mean I wasn't raised religious.
Oh.
My father owns a tricorn hat company.
Really?
My mother drank herself to an early grave.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you've never heard of the Blavatsky Hat Company?
No.
Well, you know, whenever you see the fancy captain hats, they're like tricorn hats.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably made by my dad's company.
And so I've never seen you wear a hat, though.
Yeah, I don't like them. I don't find them very fashionable.
Anyways... I'm going to go play with my bird now. Bye.
Have fun.
So I'm thinking she's not going to be talking to her mom right now.
I guess not.
Oh, and do you guys want me to ask moms? Do you have any questions you want me to ask moms?
That's kind of what started all that. But, you know, it's up to you.
Rather us go for the Juche Patel lyre piece or go fight Mind Flayers.
Okay. Penny's gonna go with Raven to the front of the boat. And she's gonna kind of look at the light gleaning. You know how, like, light gleans off the surface of the ocean and kind of go rainbowy or prismy, like, yeah, in the foam in the sea, yeah, spray? She's gonna kind of concentrate on that. And she's gonna say, like, Mom, hi, we're on a boat. That's cool, right? You were right about the village.
Yeah, the prismy light kind of takes on the brief illusion of a couple wolves.
Oh, hi. I knew you'd be there. So, should we go after the Juche Patel lyre pieces? Is that a better idea?
Is that a better idea?
Would you rather?
Yeah, that's a great way to distill it down to a yes no.
Yeah. Would you rather us go after the Juche Patel lyre pieces? I think it's the question.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather us do that? If that is the question, your deific mother's response to that, would it be, I'm going to expand it a little bit beyond the rules as written in the spell. You hear the voice kind of from within your own head, but it's clearly not your own, like, internal monologue. Mm-hmm. There is hope in either path that you might take.
Penny kind of takes that in, and then she's going to ask, is Sugshigunku still in Shigiodai?
Yes.
Okay. And question number 3. Oh gosh, question number 3. Is Raven the best bird you've ever seen? Just kidding. I don't want to waste that question. We all know it is. We all know the answer to that one.
There's a little laugh from inside your head, like kind of an affirming, yeah, we all know the answer to that one. Justice for Raven.
Is Sugshigunku easily accessible?
I'll, through kind of emotion more than through a direct response, mm-hmm. You're prompted to kind of offer a little bit more context. Like when you say easily accessible, like, is she in hiding? Is she?
I'm guessing, is she well
by lackeys?
Exactly. Is she well guarded?
Okay. So is she easily accessible in the context of being guarded? Yes, she is. Easy to access.
All right. Thanks, Mom. Sorry to bother you. Hope you're having a good day. Miss you. Bye.
It's never a bother. I'm with you.
And I'm going to kind of go back to the group and relay the information. So she thinks that it's kind of dealer's choice. Up to us. If we go after the Jushpatar Liar pieces or Sugshigunku. As it were. Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. It would be nice to have some ultra-powerful artifacts that did magic things, you know, that maybe could teleport us around, or God knows what the other things do.
I thought you said you weren't religious.
Well, the gods would still know.
I mean, mine does, yeah. Mom's pretty all knowing.
Just because I don't worship doesn't mean they don't exist. I'm not an atheist. Anyways, but I really like killing mind flayers, and we were already going that way. And like, if we're going there to buy a ship, shouldn't we just handle business while we're there?
Yeah, it seems like it might be, like, a pretty straightforward, just, like, merc her and bounce and get some liar pieces.
I mean, there's no easy alternate, is there, like, on the map?
No, we're pretty far away, I think.
So, Shikyodai.
Taiying doesn't have one. From Shigiodai, we can go down to Moksende.
Taiying and Moksende both do have one.
Oh, they do?
On the map. Yeah. Yeah, so the little, like, skull and crossbones icon is a known Mind Flayer location, and the Liar icon is the Liar.
Alternatively, we could just go straight south. or west, I suppose.
I mean, we could go straight to the god, to the sphere.
I don't know. I feel very indecisive in this moment. I can't help but feel like sailing that far over open waters, you know, what did we learn? Nothing from our Kraken experience? Like, we should just go to Shikyodai.
Oh, there's also down here.
Is that desert?
Iconolu, Masara. Masara is desert, yes.
Oh, I hate the desert.
Do you is there something about sand you don't like?
I just don't like the heat. There's no, you know, in the jungle it's hot, sure, but there's trees to block out the sun. I just don't like direct sunlight for long, extended periods of time. Maybe we can have the other crew do that one.
Whoa. They went east, so maybe we just go get boat and then head northwest.
Well, south-ish.
Well, if we go northwest, take longer, but we can meet up in the south.
I say the sooner we get an item, the better. I vote on Shikyodai and kill Zubzub.
Yeah, that seems like a kind of a loose thread.
I know the other team wants us to do that other thing, but I can't help but feel that if we're already heading that way, that we should just go there.
Yeah, we might as well just, like, pop in really quickly, kill Zugzhiganku, and then, like, leave.
Sure.
All right. Well, that being the plan.
I was gonna say, any opposing dissent?
No, Tor's all for killing the big bad. He's still kind of upset we didn't try to kill the other one.
I mean, I think Zugzhiganku's like a medium bad.
I'm sure she'd be thrilled to hear you say that.
I hope she does. Do I hear anything?
You don't hear anything, no.
Okay.
No minds close enough that are influenced to relay the message.
And it doesn't sound like any disagreement from Finn or Arf on that point.
No, I think shorter distance, get to a port sooner, and then we can always, you know, if plans need to change, we can make a game time decision there.
Okay. I agree.
All right. Well, after about 2 weeks on the sea, you haven't quite reached the coast of Shikyodai yet. The weather conditions are not they're relatively favorable. They're not the best, but you also just have like a lot of gold on a ship that is not the most like seaworthy. So it's just taking some time. But after a couple weeks, whoever is on watch, whether that's Guthrie or Pete or one of you or Kendall even, someone would call out and you would see on the horizon on the port side, so coming from the east, you would see a black storm cloud, just this dark line on the horizon that looms. Mm-hmm. Simply looking at it seems enough to drive a person mad. It's sheer scale and might. And it's unlike any storm that any of you have seen before. Roiling with violet light.
So it's not the like wind... the one over Cliffs Bay?
Oh, you know what? It actually is kind of similar to the one over Cliffs Bay. It's very similar to a storm that you have seen before.
I've seen this storm.
Perhaps
before.
A month ago in Cliffs Bay. The wind that seems to hold an electric charge in its breath. As though the storm itself holds raw magical power, once again very familiar to that of Cliffs Bay. All of this, and yet the storm itself is still miles away. As it looms on the horizon, it seems to be whipping up lesser like thunderstorms that aren't as vitriolic. So the waves get large and choppy. Rain and wind whip at the sails. Thunder and lightning crash. But, like, all things considered, it's not a terrible storm compared to others that you have experienced. It is rough, but you're clearly far away from the worst of it. You can see, like, in the distance, you can see much worse effects. But then, you know, the sheets of rain obscure any specific details. If anything, what strikes you the most is that it doesn't let up. That you endure these conditions for 4 more days. Your ship becomes increasingly battered and you have to keep, like, very, very actively maintaining it. You start sleeping in shifts to keep your ship maintained. But eventually you are able to reach the coast of Shikyorai. Give me one moment to get that situated.
Soon as we reach the coast of Shikyorai, Penelope's gonna think, Zegzhiganku, we coming for you.
You would not hear anything in response.
Okay.
Except for maybe a be careful, my child. That, you know, is not such a Zegzhiganku.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get you on this overhead map here. I'll give you the quick description and see where you would like to go. Well, actually, there's a couple fun things we've got to take care of first. So you see this enormous city sprawling across a valley between these large hills. This is just obvious because of the way islands work, but the land of the city further away from the shore is much, much higher up on the hills. It's like, it's very rolling. It gradually goes up almost like massive terraced like staircases. And there's an island with a very large palace connected to the city via some kind of like drawbridge or set of drawbridges. Shikyorai appears to have airships flying overhead, as well as a respectable armada in the sea. These are obviously both military ships, and there are plenty of trade vessels as well. It doesn't seem to be a particularly clean city. There's a lot of, like, just atmospheric soot from various homes, factories, establishments, the airships themselves. It's also a very jumbled city. As you're approaching, you can make out a couple major roads. They tend to be lined with, like, magnolias and cherry trees. But aside from those major cities, those major avenues, the rest of the city is a lot of like jumbled, tangled alleyways, side streets in just kind of a mess. Anyone who wants to make a history check can do so. I'll give you some more information about the city.
So this is Shigeowa.
Shikogawa. Yeah.
This is a really cool city, Nathan.
Thanks.
Also, you gave us airships.
Yeah.
Damn, I did poor.
I'll throw my hat in.
I'm going for
your tricorn hat from Blavatsky Hats.
Yeah. History, you say?
Correct, history. Hey!
Hey! It's a 21.
Penelope took an elective on Shikyodai in.
She had like an anime girl phase.
Yeah. Shikyodai is. Shikogawa in particular is known for its creative scene. There are mm-hmm. people that do various, like, ranging from children's, like, picture books through comic books for audiences of various ages. Like, that's an industry here. There's a lot of printing presses and things of that nature. Shikyodai as a whole has gone through a series of bloody regime changes over the course of the past 200 years, 250 years since the World Storm. It's had four regime changes. You remember, Penelope, you would remember hearing from traders that have come through Cliffs Bay that it might have actually just had a fifth regime change, like within the past year. Certainly the strong military presence in Shikogawa could be a sign of this, or it could simply be, you know, the fact that Shikyodai is a couple weeks off the coast of Taiyang, and Taiyang and West Annika are obviously at war. Shikyodai is an independent island nation, and so obviously has military like interest in projecting a strong front so that Taiyang minds its own business.
So they don't ally with Taiyang.
They do not. You got a crit. In terms of like economic trade, they do. Mm-hmm. It's like the necessary evil is kind of the general perspective that they have on it. As with any like perspective on international relations, politics, any of that, there will be a multitude of opinions, but that tends to be like that's your impression of where the nation tends to be is like mm-hmm. we're going to make sure militarily that they can't take us over. We will also trade with them because they are a larger and more prosperous nation.
Okay, I'm gonna tell the group. Yeah, so when you read books here, at one time I got like a comic book from Shikogawa and it was really, really cool, but you read it like backwards to frontwards.
Nice. Penelope might have also accidentally gotten, like, hentai.
Wow. She didn't show the nuns, though. She just kind of, like...
Right, she, like, yeah.
It was very tasteful, though. It was very tasteful. So I would say I'm a little bit of an expert, just because, like, I read... You know, I've read some of the comic books that come out of here. I really like the ones about the Celestial Scout. That's my favorite.
Other things you know. Shikogawa is it's self-evident, but it's the capital of Shikyodai. I saw Pippin put in chat. The weather is more. It's more subdued here, but it's not all that much nicer. Like it's cloudy. There's rain. There's thunder. The airships are they're Yeah, they have steampunk engines that are helping with their suspension, but it's like there's definitely turbulence. They've got anchors keeping them in place in proportion to the city. So it seems like if anything, they're more like lookout ships right now. They're not like actively flying around in patrol.
I see. No giant mushrooms to be seen.
Actually, there would be up in the farmlands in the hills above Shikogawa. You would see like a giant mushroom forest.
And reminiscent of a different mushroom place.
I'm sorry. There's also what?
I said, is like, it reminiscent it like... of a different mushroom kind of fungal like crack the thing?
The way it was in Cliff's Bay.
No. These look like
these look like
alternate giant mushrooms that are
These ones are alternate just giant time. Mushrooms. These ones are curated. They're growing in like obvious orchard rows, you know, like as you're sailing in, you know, when you're like driving on the freeway and you look out at like an orchard or a farm and you see like the neat rows and it's like a cool, like kind of optical effect.
Yeah.
It looks like that. Like it's a mushroom orchard, but these are giant.
It's planted. It's not naturally occurring that way.
Exactly.
Artisanal farm to table mushrooms.
Organically grown.
Yeah. They're like, nice, brightly colored, like visually appealing mushrooms, like toadstools.
Oh, shoot.
So maybe not so edible.
If I didn't know any better, I wouldn't even know that the mind flayers were here, except for the horrible storm. That's basically what you're telling me.
Yeah, I mean, you really don't see any evidence of mind flayers being here.
There's people roaming about?
I'm sorry, there's what?
There's people roaming about?
Yeah, there's people, there's even children. But I will say, the people seem, very, like, business-oriented. You know, they're not, like, I mean, maybe that's because of the rain, but they're like head down, get to the place. Maybe they're more relaxed and talking out of the elements. But you don't see any like idle conversation or thriving open air markets right now.
Are the children all dressed in school uniforms?
No.
Okay.
The only uniforms you see are the military uniforms, which are combination of like a nice blood red and some kind of gold colored but probably not actually gold metal, very Fire Nation, primarily. So I mean, it's a metropolitan city, it's a multinational city, there's a lot of different races, but in the armed, like the people on the military boats, and you would see armed people on the docks as well as you're approaching. There's a lot of turtles in the armed forces, there's quite a few humans because humans are always like humans are ubiquitous, but yeah, so. Yeah, humans, turtles, you would see some dwarf-like creatures.
Dwarf-like
creatures. Dwarves? They're not dwarves. I'm going to ask for another history check. And so narratively, you're all taking this information in and like pointing stuff out and like comparing notes as your ship squeaks, or not squeaks, but like slowly slinks into the harbor.
It's a 19 for Penny.
Look at you.
I got a 13.
Apparently I know a lot about Shikyodai.
Penny loves Shikyodai, yeah.
Penny is secretly like nerding out.
This has been her dream the whole time, actually. She's just been secretly. Yeah.
She's like, I didn't think I'd ever actually like make it here, and I'm here. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's so quiet. And that's
Yeah, it's like you've got your tourist checklist that you want to do in the city as well. The tea houses, the printing presses, the mushroom farms. So they are Azer. If any of you know anything about Azer in official D&D, they're basically the same. They're just in this world instead of the Forgotten Realms. But they're essentially dwarves that look like that look like they're made out of bronze, or in this case, they look like they're made out of iron instead of like flesh. So like dwarf golems almost. Their eyes are fiery, and sometimes their hair is also just like fire. Sometimes it's normal hair. It varies from Azer to Azer. It looks like the people that are like the military force that's working the docks is primarily Tortles, humans, and Azer. Maybe a couple Myconids as well.
Myconids?
Mushroom people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Myconids.
Yeah.
I go up to a Myconid and I wave at them.
They're like Myconites too.
The Myconid, I mean, it's a... No, live and learn. You're Penelope. I think it's in character. it just kind of like scowls at you. It's clearly just here to do a job. It's in a military uniform. And
just like I read about.
this would actually not have been covered in your readings. A huge emphasis on like personal and familial honor and like responsibility. It's obviously fantasy Japan, right? So anything you want to take from that, you can safely assume. But given that you heard that there might have been a regime change recently, it stands to reason that the whatever soldiers are here are probably going to be very like duty oriented, making sure that they're fulfilling the needs of their new lord.
How much you want to bet their new lord is Zanjigaku?
That's a interesting bet.
You've got a couple minutes to talk through anything if you want to. Otherwise, your boat is going to go ahead and dock, and there'll be people to help, like, moor it and everything.
Should we try to get an airship, y'all?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean,
yeah. While we're here,
are airships faster than water ships?
Certainly where storms are involved, especially if you can find a way to survive in high altitudes without like running out of oxygen. If you can just fly over storms, you don't have to worry about the boat like breaking. You don't have to worry about krakens.
Yeah, that was my biggest thought. Like, fuck pirates, fuck krakens, fuck.
But also, if we have to go all the way to Arcathians to get a god-killing spear, would it be faster to travel in an airship or a ship?
Like airship.
Yeah, just given all of the challenges that a ship faces, airship would be faster. The concerns are elevation and like making sure that all of the equipment works smoothly.
So what we do is we go. I guess. Oh man, that's so pompous. I still think that we could succeed, but we just go say, "Hey, we want to talk to the person in charge," and we go talk to the emperor and tell him, "Hey, we're here to kill the mind flayers. Give us an airship for the mind flayer kill."
Didn't we just get a bunch of money? Can't we just say, one of your finest airships, please?
No, I think we should get a reward for doing what we are here to do. They don't know that we were going to do it anyway.
And I don't think we are going to kill all the Mind Flayers. We're going to just kill one specific Mind Flayer and any other Mind Flayer who might get in between us and that one specific Mind Flayer.
It's a domino effect. You cut the head off the snake to save the baby pig.
What? Cody!
What?
What?
You kill cut the head off the snake and all the little Mind Flayers won't have a leader anymore.
You said the pig, the baby pig. Where'd the baby pig come from?
That's what the snake was gonna eat.
I've never heard this expression before.
It's an interesting metaphor.
But I have baby seen pigs out of it.
The metaphor holds water. Regardless.
I suppose maybe we could do the best of both here. Maybe we could go and try Abraham's plan first. Try to see if we can't get rewarded one. Free's always better. But if it doesn't work, we've got the backup, which is many, many gold coins and a golden box.
Agreed.
And we got to keep the picture in the frame for our new ship.
Obviously, that's not on the table. Obviously, yes, that's
ours, that has sentimental value at that point. This point,
right? Right.
I didn't know it had sentimental value.
I feel very attached to it. Anyways, bye, Kendall.
Yeah. Be safe, everyone. It's there's Mind Flayers here, more than likely somewhere.
Pete and Co, you guys coming along airship, or are you guys gonna do your own thing?
You know, fun as an airship sounds with the storm raging, and I think we gotta part ways. I think this is getting too big for us.
Yeah, you guys really stuck it out.
You know,
and
I put her there, and I shake his hand.
Are you not going to give him any money?
They took their shit.
Yeah, they have plenty. They have plenty from the pyramid. Pete will shake. He will glance over at Penelope and mouth, "Ew, gross hand," while he's shaking. And
he's not just me.
And then he'll, tip his hat. He'll say, "You're lovely folk to work with. I wish you all the best of luck, and maybe one day our paths will cross again."
Yeah. If you have any mind flare problems, don't be a stranger. Okay.
Farewell. Now this is all taking place like on the docks still. As you dock, some soldiers would come up, and one of them would say, "Do you have any magic items that you need to register before entering the city?"
All of them?
Everyone, yes. Yes, indeed.
Penny's going to point to her circlet of blasting, and she's going to say, it is magical, but mainly I just wear it because it looks cool.
Well, if you want to keep it on your person, we will have to evaluate it and figure out what the fee is. Otherwise, you can check it in our secure barracks and retrieve it when you leave the city.
So I can't... What if I need it?
Well, then you should allow us to assess it and then pay the fee.
And how much is the fee range?
We'll know
how
after
much
we...
typically do people pay in fees? Why am I paying you a fee?
Well, we have to keep our city safe.
But, like...
How long does an assessment take?
Yeah.
An assessment...
I say we take this all the way to the top. Where's the Emperor?
Yeah, I don't like the sound of any of this. You're not going to be taking my property off me just so I can come in this place.
This is a turtle that's speaking with you. He's just, like, going pale. It's like, no, you're all pirates, aren't you? I always hate working with your kind. You're so...
No! I'm not a pirate. I've never engaged in piracy.
I don't appreciate that.
Can Tor walk just forward and like give him a, you know, maybe a mental suggestion about how about a couple gold and we just go in?
The specific attempt being like bribery, right?
Yes.
Yeah, make a, and sorry, mentally, because you can do that now.
I can
now.
Telepathically, yeah.
Cool, okay.
Well, I was trying to talk to the dang Kraken, but he wouldn't respond.
That's right. yeah, give me a persuasion check.
All right, Mer, we got Jerkin. Persuasion. Can I get help from her, or do you just want it on the die?
Just on the die, please.
Oh, I can give you guidance, so add a d4.
Yep, that's fine.
Mikey needs it.
Penny's gonna give Tor a look.
Get one. For the d4. 24.
All right. There is no way he could beat that.
He could crit?
You have to understand this, and he kind of glances back at the grisly row of heads on stakes that are not too far away. He looks back at you. Things are tense in the city right now. I'll let you through, but the price has got to be high. I mean, it's quite a favor that I would be doing for you. And he glances at all of the other like guards that are milling about, hoping that they're not paying any attention.
I am from a religious order, so I claim religious exemption.
Tor's just gonna, at this point, just like hand over mouth on Penny. And just...
what are you thinking?
I claim religious exemption.
How many? He just glances at you. I think we're talking quite a few items. 80 gold pieces.
Tor will give him 85.
Thank you. And he like bows. And of course, you were never here. This never happened for both of our sakes.
And Tor will wink and motion everybody forward.
keep them discreet.
And he'll be like,
follow me
to everybody else. Because our conversation was, you know, telepath.
Right. Let's see. There's a mental image of the guy. But yeah, he lets you through. You keep all of your magic items. Yeah, you're... Oh, I dragged him out on the...
Yeah, there's a little token.
Oh, okay. I was, like, looking for him.
He looks pretty out. Freaked out.
Well, heads on stakes.
Yeah.
Any head flick familiar?
No. No, it just looks like soldiers. Soldiers in political distance. Yeah, all right. I mean, you can make your way directly to the Emperor's Palace if you really want to attempt that. Otherwise, you can head... I mean, I've labeled some of the major locations in the city. There are definitely... Clacker is not here. There are definitely tea houses. There's
what about,
a...
is there nice tea?
Is there nice Shigeyodai whiskey?
Both whiskey and whisked tea can be found here. Yeah, there's the Academy, you know, the Academy also has, like, an in-house printing press. There's a couple other major printing presses. The buildings up here, oh, you guys can't see my rectangle when I draw it. Let me just do my ruler. Up in this area, you can see the houses, the buildings are a little bit larger. That's obviously, like, the nicer neighborhood. Otherwise, it's just... the neighborhoods, as you're walking through, they tend to range from, like, lower class to like lower middle class. Like there are places where you definitely want to clutch your coin purses a little bit closer. There are places where it's just like kind of run down, you know. It varies.
Nicer area, like upper middle class.
Yeah.
Is the Bastion of Commerce, is that like a shopping area?
Yeah. So it's a giant pagoda, almost like pyramid sized, honestly. But like the first floor or first couple floors would be a big like indoor flea market or like indoor open market kind of place.
Guys, I've always wanted to go to the Bastion of Commerce. Can we please go? Can we please go? I think she's gonna look down at her clothes that she, you know, has been basically shipwrecked in and surviving on the open ocean in, and they're looking a little rough, and she's like, it might be, if we're gonna go talk to an emperor, maybe we should clean up a little bit.
That's not a bad idea.
And also, like, all we've had to eat is, like, bran flakes, so maybe we can get some... I've always wanted to try the food in Shigeodai. It's supposed to be, like, some of the best food in the world, according to, like, the comic books I read. They always make it look so good.
We get food on the way to the palace from the Bastion, or we get food before the Bastion?
There would be food in the Bastion as well.
Yeah.
It's like a... massive, like
small food.
I imagine like street food, maybe like street food stalls.
Again, it depends on where you go. It's like it's basically a massive shopping mall that includes like
food
court. Yeah, it includes food court and it includes street food level stuff. There would also be full like sit down restaurants and like tea houses and stuff within the Bastion of Commerce.
I would vote that we go to some place that's not attached to the mall, but that's just me.
But Penny wants new clothes.
We can do both.
Okay.
My dear child. I don't know. I'm just more in the mood for like a sit-down restaurant versus like Five Guys.
Yeah. So the Bastion of Commerce includes restaurants that would be more like a sit-down restaurant than Five Guys. It's like, if you've been to the Mall of America, like, there are actually nice restaurants there.
Yeah, like the Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
That is long gone.
No, the Rainforest Cafe in the Mall of America is still there.
Well, look, you know more about this place than me, but... I feel like there's got to be a restaurant that's better at food than that's just like out in the town somewhere. But what do I know?
Maybe we should head to the mall regardless because we need clothes and we can always just get a little snack.
Yeah.
And then we can try and find a nice sit down place as well. I think that'd be a lovely, lovely idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right, off to the Bastion of Commerce.
To the Bastion.
All right, well...
So do we drag the sarcophagus all the way
in? I didn't even think about that. You just leave it with the portal. Can we just check this with you?
And don't take any of it. We'll know. We counted every last of blue.
You want to
maybe
open
we
an
talk
account
with,
and... a bank and put it in a vault somewhere.
Yeah, either that or talk with what was it, Kendall? He has to find a crew. Give us a day to come back for the sarcophagus he's afraid of.
Yeah, we're
he's
gonna
not
make
gonna
him
agree to that.
I mean, he's not gonna be able to push it off the boat.
He's not gonna be able to do anything about it.
If you're holding the boat hostage. With a cursed sarcophagus.
Yes, that's the move.
Just give us some time to figure out what we gotta do with it. Like, if we gotta find a bank, you know, we could do that.
Yeah, we gotta pass by here anyway to come back. Okay. So, yeah.
Hi, I'd unless like to deposit my sarcophagus, please.
Can we check
it's a fantasy world. I'm sure all right, that's all right. not
We can find out of a place question. To deposit our money. Is there like a... I was trying to think of the
We
want to
have name. Access to our money.
Is there like a world banking system?
Nathan, have you written out a world banking system in your fantasy world?
I know. Major cities would have banks, and major cities that have well-run banks would also have conversion rates. That doesn't mean you could redeem your sarcophagus or redeem its worth in gold somewhere else without like going through and getting promissory notes and I haven't written that yet. Yes, you could deposit your money, and yes, some of it would be available elsewhere, but not in any like guaranteed.
Sure.
Just do it on the back burner.
Yeah, it seems like in the business platinum. That we're in, we might want to be liquid.
Maybe we can trade for some platinum.
Yeah, I can't forge.
Yeah, right.
Like manipulate currency in that way.
Is there a particularly like antique, like an area where antiques, like an antiques row where we could just like take the sarcophagus and like shop it around?
At the Bastion of Commerce. I mean, everything else is.
We could take it to the Bastion of Commerce and shop it around.
The Bastion of Commerce also includes like the National Bank of Shikyodai.
All right, sounds like we're just getting a wagon and taking it there. Turning our gold to platinum. Selling off a sarcophagus and a painting.
No, we're keeping the painting. I'm really attached to it. It's my whole personality now.
All right, we take the painting's worth out of Penny's cut.
Yep.
No, we all appreciate art. It's for us.
Not really.
Okay, I think we're gonna wrap it up here. We've got a shopping session coming up in a couple weeks, obviously. So just kind of partially for my own notes to recap, like, you're gonna go to the Bastion of Commerce, find clothes suitable to present yourself to royalty, see about maybe opening some kind of account or converting gold into platinum, depositing a sarcophagus, et cetera, et cetera. Getting snacks, finding a nice sit-down restaurant for Abraham. Who does not eat?
This one's to be seen there.
We can't forget the nice whiskey for Arf.
Just looking nice. For ambiance.
Right, exactly. Yeah. A whiskey house for Arf. Maybe an antique shop if the sarcophagus doesn't work out at the bank for some reason, or to find other antiques if you want them, or if Tor wants to try to get rid of the painting. And then going to the Emperor's palace in order to self-assign yourself a quest. Is that...
And get an airship.
And get an airship in reward for the quest.
That's the end goal of all of it.
That we've proposed.
And if that doesn't work, we're just going to buy one, because we have enough money just to buy an airship.
All right, great. So I'll...
We help Zug Zug take over the whole town, and then we tell them, okay, now we'll stop them. If you do what we ask.
Okay, great. I've got plenty to prepare for. Everyone, thank you for joining us for this episode. We'll come back in a couple weeks for a shopping session. This has been Sanity Damaged, to whom the sea belongs. Thank you so much for joining us on this epic voyage. Thank you all, chat, for being really active tonight. I appreciate that so much. We'd love to hear from all of you, those of you who are just listening, as well as those who are in chat. Head to linktree.com/sanitydamage to find links to all of our different socials, Discord being the best social media platform to communicate with us on. I mean, it just feels like a giant, like, happy family chat room, right? Like, just love hanging out there. We're all there usually several times per day, so that's the best place to get in touch with us. This show is a homebrew live stream, and our dice sponsor is Fan Roll Dice. You can get amazing dice and dice accessories at fanrolldice.com. They've been doing a lot of promotionals lately too, which has been really fun. They've been doing like free dice or a giant die whenever you make like an order. So I don't know what they currently have now. They just have for the past couple weeks. So definitely check them out. Use coupon code HOMEBREW for 10% off anything on the website. This campaign is dedicated to Brandon, who we hold in loving memory. To Whom the Sea Belongs is a sanity damage campaign set in the Kaleidosphere. Join us next time for a shopping session.
Doodles.
Let's shop till we drop.
Get in, loser.
Get in, loser. We're going to the Bastion of Commerce.
That's right.
Get in the sarcophagus.
But I have wanted to say something, and I've been laughing internally all day about since, like, you mentioned, like, you cut the painting and then secretly holding it. It's like, Tor could just mend the damn thing.
I thought one of you had mending. That's why I didn't feel really bad about it.
It's the dang painting, but Penny's just, like, squirreling it away.
Yeah. It's like when you're a teenager and your mom catches you.
Yeah.
Are you still alive?